these changes are happening for the better, but we might be so deep in it that we don't see that it's happening for the better. And so we resist it and we label it as not good.
What is it, fam? This is your host, May Bornilio, and welcome to the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for social media managers and service providers who want to grow a profitable online business. This is a space where you learn how to sign clients, bring in more income, and make more impact. All these without complicated tech or complex funnels. Instead, we'll go with simple yet powerful methods that you can use right now. Over the past years, I've grown from charging $2 per hour into growing my flagship program, helping service providers hit $5,000 to $10,000 cash months, all through socials. Social media can change your life if done right. And I am here to share with you the best lessons I've learned in this journey in hopes that it can help yours too. Let's get into the goods of today's podcast.
Hello, Scale on Socials fam. Welcome to another episode of the Scale on Socials podcast. Today's episode is special because it's very close to my heart. And this is going to be a discussion of vulnerability. We're going to be talking about things that we don't normally talk about online because, you know, online we talk about wins and successes and strategies and tips. But this is something that I know all of us, yes, all of us are going through. We feel this one day or another. And so in my attempt to make this podcast a safe space that doesn't only talk about the fiery and good stuff about business, I want to talk about this. And this is the struggles of building your own brand, the struggles of creating freedom and money for yourself in today's world. I want to read to you a post that I have written last week. It got posted today. And I wrote this post when I was scrolling through my conversation with one of my best friends. I was looking for a voice note. And then as I was scrolling through, I came across this message. And then I remember because it's easy to forget, right? Like life is different now. There's so many things happening now. It's easy to forget. But when I read this message, it brought me back to 4 years ago when life was so, so different. And I saw a message. And in this message, I said, I'm tired of being strong. I need a short break. My finances are just starting to cope. So basically, I'm still in survival mode and I cannot do what I want. I don't feel creative. I don't feel passionate. I don't feel inspired. So that was me. That was my cry out to my friend 4 years ago. My friend was at that time in the Philippines. I'm already in Dubai. I'm here right now. I can remember this is June. I can see here on my screen, it's June 28, 2018, 12:54. PM. Going back to this day, this was when I was still hopping from job to job. I didn't have a permanent job because I always end up unhappy and I always end up resigning and I couldn't hold it there any longer because my heart is just not there. And at that time, I was 23, if I'm not wrong, 22. And I didn't know much about life, as much as I know now, at least. And most of all, I didn't know myself well at that time. I was just still rolling through, discovering, you know, understanding awareness, becoming more aware about who I am, what are my capabilities, what do I really want to do with life. And going back to that, I could remember that nothing in my life was in place. I missed my family. I didn't have money. I didn't have my coaching business back then. I didn't know that I was going to be a coach back then. All I knew is that I was unhappy and I was not feeling creative. And I'm going to read to you the caption for this post. And I'm also going to put it in the show notes if you want to see the post, if you're listening to this like a few months from now. I said, about 4 years ago, it was different. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. I was in Dubai on my nth job, quitting one after another, hanging by a thread, struggling to survive. All I wanted was to not worry about money, not worry about time. I had the most certain feeling inside of me that a different life was available. I just didn't know how. My reality hasn't caught up with the kind of abundance I was envisioning. It was so, so difficult. My brother had just gone home at that time from Dubai, and I hadn't met my partner yet. I had a few friends who were also struggling. I was alone, so from time to time, I'd send these cry-out messages to my best friend at home. One thing I knew, though, was that it's all temporary. It was just a phase, and I just kept on going. And like I expected, clarity started unfolding after. Fast forward to today, I'm blessed to have built a coaching business that allows me to serve while freely traveling. Money is not limited to monthly salaries, and life just, it feels different. It feels easy. Life is easy. I don't know much about you or where you're at with your life right now. All I know is that it can feel lonely and difficult at times, but it does get better. At some point in the future, you look back and be so proud that you kept going. Let clarity come. Trust that your decisions are guided. It will all lead to where your desires are, where your desires to be in business and in life are. May this little note remind you to be easy on yourself. You got this. That's the post. And to me, it's just crazy to think that so much can happen in a few years. However, you know, when you're at the time of difficulty, I totally understand because I've been there. When you're at the time of difficulty, it is not easy to zoom out. It's not easy to get a perspective because you're literally struggling for your life. Like you have mental struggles and emotional issues, you know, you're handling your finances, all of these things. You're literally at the bottom stage of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I was just surviving at this time. And this is just 4 years ago. If I zoom out, I probably still have 60 years to live in this life, hopefully. But this is just 4 years. It all happened in less than 4 years. And having that perspective, I just think it's so powerful because it pulls you out of the current situation, brings you back to your vision, knowing that there's so much can be done, snap you out of your now, you know, pull back and see that life has so much to offer. And you realize how amazing it is that you're still breathing, that you are still able to work, that you have your loved ones and your family, and you are very much capable to create the life that you want. And sometimes we find ourselves in very deep and dark places because we just don't know what to do. And the point that I'm really making this podcast right now, you know, this is not planned and I just felt called to share this, is to remind you that everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. Change is the only permanent thing in this world. And every single day, actually, life is changing for us. But we find ourselves with resistance to change because we couldn't understand it and it's uncomfortable and it can be difficult. So things are changing for the better, but because it's uncomfortable, we often label it as not good. And perhaps you're in that situation right now. Perhaps you are struggling in your business, or you may be facing challenges with your family or mental health or your emotions or your relationships. Again, going back to that phrase that I think has changed my life forever as soon as I understood it, is that everything is temporary. So these changes are happening for the better, but we might be so deep in it that we don't see that it's happening for the better. And so we resist it and we label it as not good. If you can pause for a second and think to yourself, maybe it's not that this isn't good. Maybe it's just uncomfortable because it is new and I've not encountered this before. And here you are. If you are going through things you haven't encountered before, if you're uncomfortable, it means you're at the edge of your comfort zone. It means you're being stretched and you're being expanded and you're being brought to new planes of abundance and joy and new experiences and getting stretched. Because if we keep doing the things that we always do, then it does make sense that we're always getting the results that we always get. But maybe you should celebrate the discomfort in your life right now. For a flip of perspective, we should celebrate that you are going through uncomfortable situations, that you're feeling feelings that you have not felt before, that you're encountering problems that you haven't encountered before. What if we stop judging the situation? We stop labeling it as bad. We stop labeling it as failure. Maybe we don't have to label it. Maybe it's happening because you're being brought to a new, better place. Where you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to experience things better than the past, better than your current present reality. So everything is temporary. The struggle is temporary. The challenges are temporary. There's always the other side to it. So if we zoom out and see the other side, and also instead of negatively assuming that the other side is not good, to change the perspective again and just think, what if the other side is actually good? What if it's actually great? What if it holds all the things that I wanted in my life? And I know deep inside you know that. That's why you're doing what you're doing right now. And so all of these things are temporary. If we also apply the same principle, how everything is temporary and everything changes, we also get to appreciate more the beautiful things, the good things, right? If you have 5 hours, it's evening, and you have family members visiting you, you know that it's temporary. You know that they're not going to be there for a long time. They're just going to be there for the evening and they won't be there tomorrow. So when we realize and we bring ourselves to the now, knowing that what is happening right now at this exact moment, maybe in your house, maybe your family visiting, you appreciate the moment and you live that moment. Instead of thinking about work, you just bring yourself fully into the now of enjoying the company of your relatives, because it's temporary and nothing assures us that we're going to be this complete again in the future. So when we know how temporary things are, we appreciate its impermanence. We appreciate that time is flying, that moments are fleeting. So we realize that we actually should enjoy them more. We actually should be more present to appreciate them, because they might not come again. And the struggles that you're in right now, ever wondered what happens if you embrace them, knowing that they won't last forever? Because it's so common to go through struggles and not see the bigger picture, not see another perspective and feel like, oh, I'm going to be in this situation forever. I don't want to suffer anymore and I don't want to be in this place anymore. My love, I really don't think you'll be in that place any longer. Because again, everything is temporary. And that struggle you're going through right now is just a pathway. It's just a stepping stone. It is just a fleeting stage. And you're going to go through it. And it's going to pass and it might not happen again. So this is us centering ourselves, understanding that, you know, right now, if you're figuring out a skill, or if it's your first time handling a difficult client, or if it's your first time, you know, your bank hits zero again after like consistent months, embrace that. It's not going to last longer. It's not going to be there forever. It's temporary. In the good things and the bad situations, in the company of the people that we love, in your solitude and your alone time and your silence, they're all temporary. They're not going to last forever. So let's appreciate them. It's all a phase. And going back to this moment in my scrolling activity of 4 years of conversation with one of my best friends, finding that message. Now, 4 years after where I am right now, just looking back at that version of me 4 years ago. And I was so proud of her because she pushed through, because she had a vision, even when her reality hasn't caught up at that time. I'm so proud of her. And it just really goes to show that so much can happen in a short time. And I'm glad that she embraced the struggle at that time. She embraced the challenge and she didn't really label it as a failure, because she knew that it was not the end. Because she knew that it was just a moment. It was just a stage that's going to pass and won't be there forever. And she was right. And here we are. And I'm very, very grateful. As I record this, I celebrate a few things. I celebrate my coaching program, OBS, which has changed lives of people around the world, people who I haven't even met, my clients. I celebrate my finances that allows me to travel and support my family with ease, and live in a house that I love, in a location that I love here in Dubai, that allows me to wake up at any time that I want and take breaks whenever I want and just have full control of my time. I celebrate that I've just bought my first investment property. I celebrate that at the moment in my small but mighty and big vision business, we are going through changes and we're letting go of things that did not serve us. And we are adapting new things that make business even more fun and enjoyable, not only for me, but for my staff, for my team. I celebrate that this full year has been a year of change, has been a year of letting go of dropping the struggle, letting go of the notion that there is a formula to success, And this year has just been full of experiments and full of letting go and unlearning and cleansing and humility to admit that there have been mistakes along the way and the optimism to know that it can be changed. And it's just a full year of evolution. I celebrate 2022 has been such an amazing, amazing year. And I say that from deep within because I've never been happier in business. This year, I'm so, so happy. Not that everything is in place, not that everything is working 100% as I want them to work. There are definitely bolts and pieces that need to be tweaked, but I feel great on a day-to-day and how I run my business. And I feel like I'm learning more and my team, I can feel that they're happy serving the business. And I certainly is my job to keep them happy and also have them on a path where they feel fulfilled in what they're doing for me. And they feel that there's growth in what we are doing together. And I'm ready to step into a new version of reality and meet the next level version of myself where there's so much joy and fun in interacting with clients and there are friendships and relationships built in there and there's so much belief in the success of my clients and bringing back the excitement and joy and dissolving the rules and having more opportunities to work together. And this signifies the birth of new short courses, paid masterclasses, new coaching programs, and this whole coaching business is an experiment of discovering ways of serving, ways of receiving, ways of giving. And yeah, I don't really have an outline for this episode right now. It's November 11, 2022. It's 12:53 p.m. GST. Recording this in Dubai. I hope this message touched you one way or another, or opened up an idea to you that connects you to better things, better opportunities, better mindset, understanding that there's so much abundance around. A different life is available for you. It doesn't have to be difficult and that you can embrace where you are right now because it's all temporary. All right. Big love. I'm going to speak with you in the next episode. If you love this episode, please do take a screenshot. Tag me on Instagram at Make It Happen. I will link my profile in the show notes. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for action takers who are ready to turn their goals into reality. If you found value in this and would like to work closely with me and my team and learn how to sign premium clients online, here's what you have to do. Go to my Instagram at Make It Happen, that is spelled as at M-A-E-K-I-T Happen, and send me a DM with the word OBS. That's letter O-B-S. My aim is to help social media managers and service providers turn your skills into an actual profitable business. We will teach you the strategies, the steps, and the tools that you need so you can be consistent in getting high-quality clients and serve them with confidence. Again, head over to my Instagram at Make It Happen and DM me the word OBS and we will have a quick chat to see whether or not I can help you scale online. All right, I'll speak with you soon. And don't forget, we have one life. Live it to your best today. Bye.